This is a problem that continues to get exponentially worse every year. We're talking about a 20% explosion in population each year, doubling the population every 4 to 5. And we've worked really hard with Congress to try to create some management authority for BLM to get around that rider that's been in place since 2010 that prevents sale without restriction. Because we know there aren't any functioning slaughter facilities in the U.S. because of that ban on horse slaughter inspection, that carries over into the wild horse debate because there's a ban on commercial processing of wild horses, which really prevents the BLM from doing anything about this exploding population. We've managed to get a little bit of room built into some appropriations bills that allows the Department of Interior to euthanize older horses and take a little bit of action to manage. We're continuing to work on that. And you know what we're seeing now is, I think, a Department of Interior that's much more interested in trying to get a handle on this problem so that we can have a healthy population of horses that's not impacting the rangelands and isn't dying from starvation out there on the range, because that's what we're seeing now. And as an industry that cares for animals professionally, there's nobody that I think is more upset by watching these horses die because of mismanagement than cattle producers and sheep producers in the West. So we're at the forefront of that conversation because it's so important to us as professional animal caretakers, and we'll continue to take a leading role in helping the Department of Interior figure out how to manage these horses properly.
And Lane knows this may not be on the radar for all areas of the country, but it is important for everyone to be aware of.
It is on people's radar, but in a way that's not helpful. They get little snippets of the conversation. They hear a lot from people like the Humane Society of the United States and PETA and groups that we know in the livestock industry are not honest brokers. They get misinformation. They're told that it's a cattle versus horses situation, which just couldn't be further from the truth. The science is settled on this issue. And, you know, coming from a 3-day symposium where I got to see a lot of the leading experts in the field talk about this, we know there is a tremendous difference between the benefit that cattle and livestock grazing provides to these rangelands and the impact experienced by horse grazing. And the reason for that is there are several. The hooves are different. The way they tear grass is different. There is just a difference. It's not the same thing. So, you know, getting that information out to eastern states, to southern states, to parts of the country that don't have to deal with the impacts of this, but have an emotional connection, obviously, to these animals like we all do, is critically important to changing public opinion and helping people to understand exactly why this hard work is necessary.